Okay, today's daf, Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, Yudaf Yud Zayin. Let's start again from the line, the penultimate line on the Tefayin of the Beis. There was Omar Rabbam Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Gadol Talmud Torah Yoter Mikibud Ava'im. We know that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Ava'im. Shekol Otam Shanim, Shaya Yaakov Avinu Bebeit Eiver, Lo Ne'enash. All of the years that Yaakov Avinu spent learning in the yeshiva of Eiver, he wasn't punished for, whereas the 22 years that he could have avoided by keeping in touch with his parents and so on, that he was punished for, and indeed his son Yosef disappears for 22 years, Mida Keneged Mida. But the 14 years, which also he could have avoided, that he wasn't punished for, clearly because of the source of the Limud Torah. The Omar Mar, how do we get all of these dates? Because, as the Tana points out, Lama Nimnush no Tavsho Yishmael. Why would we be interested to know how long Yishmael lived? In order, Kedei Leyaches Behem Shno Tavsho Yaakov. Because it provides us one very important parameter of Yaakov Avinu's life. You see, because if we know 2 points, if we know how many years older than Yaakov Yishmael is, and we also know when Yishmael died, and we know at what point in Yaakov's life Yishmael died exactly, then we can determine how old Yaakov was at the moment of Yishmael's death. It turns out Yishmael dies at the moment that Yaakov leaves the Padan Aram, which gives us now a benchmark in his life, and from that benchmark, nothing else works out unless we add 14 years. And that's how we know that he must have spent 14 years somewhere. And here's how it works. It says, Ela Shnei Chaye Yishmael, Mi'at Shana V'Shloshim Shana V'Sheva Shani. Now we know Kama Kashish Yishmael Mi Yitzchak. How much older is Yishmael than Yitzchak? Obviously 14 years, because Avram was 86, Shmonim Shana V'Shei Shanim Beledet Hagar Yishmael Avram. And we know that Avram was 100 years old. Avram ben Ma'at Shana V'Lo Yitzchak Beno. Okay, we furthermore know that Yitzchak was 60 years old when Yaakov was born. It says, Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beledet Otam, which means, how old was Yishmael Kiti Yitialid Yaakov? Yishmael was then 74. Okay. If he lived 137 years, and at that point he was 74, how many years of his life are left? Kama Paishin Mishane, Shitin Mitlat, 63 years left. Okay? Why is that important for us? Because we know, and indeed the Braita confirms our calculations here. Tanya, Aya Yaakov Avinu, Mishash Nitvarech Miaviv, Ben Shishim Veshalosh Shana, because it was Bulba Perek Beit Yishmael. We could be Medayit that he died just then, which, and that gives us that benchmark, which otherwise we wouldn't have known. How do we know that? Because we know that Esav was immediately affected by the bracha, not the bracha that he had gotten from Yitzchak originally, but what drove Esav crazy was the fact that Yishmael was able to get Birkat Avraham at the end of the parsha, before he left to Padan Aram. And over there, what Esav saw was, Vayar Esav ki veirach Yitzchak et Yaakov v'shilach oto Padan Aram, and so on. So at that point it says, Vayelach Esav al Yishmael, Vayikach et Mochalat bat Yishmael ben Avraham achot nevayot. Now, obviously, if she is bat Yishmael, then we know that she's achot nevayot. I mean, we're not idiots. It's said that his son was nevayot. Shebi mashmash nema bat Yishmael. Eini yodea she achot nevayot. So this is a brilliant way of letting us know the moment that Yishmael had died. Because what must have happened, if we're meyaches her both to Yishmael and Nevayot, that the original Kiddushin was accepted by the father, otherwise he just would have said, Achot Nevayot, to let us know that he, the older brother, the father was no longer living, was the one that accepted the Kiddushin. Instead, by telling us both, it must mean that the Kiddushin was accepted by Yishmael, and now Nevayot, for some reason, the only explanation that Yishmael had died in between, he was the one that actually handed her over to Esav in the Chuppah. So you see on Nevayot Achia. Okay, that means that Yaakov, at the point that he ran away to Padan Aram, was, according to this calculation, 63 years old. Now, he worked for 14 years with the two girls, and he was at the end of that period. Remember that he married them both in the same week, 1 week apart. But the extra 7 years now, he had to fill in. So at the time that Yosef Yosef was born, he was ready to go back home. And then Laban persuaded him to stay on. And that means that that was 14 years, okay? So he must have been there for another 14 years until Yosef was born, gives us 63 and 14 is 77. So that's Shivim v'Shiva. We furthermore know that Yosef was 30 years old when he was Omdo lifnei Paro, which counting, assuming that this is all the information that we need, we now know that Yaakov Avinu was now 107 at the time that Yosef got out of jail and was Omdo lifnei Paro. Okay? From that time, there were 7 years of Sova, 2 years of Ra'av, Zeshnataim HaRa'av B'toch HaAretz, which started the Kafna, gives us a putative date for Yaakov Avinu at the time that he arrived in Mitzrayim of 116 years old. And yet, Paro asks him, how old are you? And Kama, he says, Paro, Yaakov, Kama, Yemeshna Shnecha Yecha, to which Yaakov responds, El Paro, Yemeshne Mugurai, Shloshim Uma'achana. He claims to be 130 when he's still a spring chicken of 116. What? How did he get those 14 years that he's claims to be older than he is. Maya Vichitzar having. He was only 116. What thing is 130? Elishman, you know, the only explanation is that 14 years disappeared between the 63-year-old Yaakov who left to Padan Aram and the arrival of that same Yaakov 14 years later at Padan Aram. Since he's an Ish Yoshevo Alim, obviously, that's what he was, just couldn't resist stopping in for a night, you know. And 14 years later, moved on. So that means Shvamin Arba'at Sreshimin, David Bebeit Ever, Lo Chashiv Lo, we're not including those years. And the Tanya, indeed, the Brita says that Haya Yaakov Bebeit Ever Mutman. He hid out there from Esav 14 years. Now, Ever actually died, this is not the Gerar Sugya, it's not Gerar, in general, the Cheshman HaDorot, 2 years after Yarad Yaakov Avinu L'Aram Narayim. That was Shteshan. But anyway, so Yaakov left, Yatsa Misham, he comes to Aram Narayim, which now means that he was 63 plus 14. When he was standing over there on the water looking for the girl, and he was Oman Alaber's Ben Shivim Vesheva. Now, as such a young man, he made a wonderful impression on Rachel and actually turned her on at 77. And that means that he was now 77 years old. How do we know that he never was punished for those 14 years? We know in the Lomi Anish Titania. Imtsa Yosef Shapiresh Mi Aviv Esrim Veshtayim Shana. Turns out that Yosef was missing for 22 years, which cannot be coincidental. The number of years that Haman was barbering. No, it doesn't do that. Kishem Shapir is Yaakov Avinu Me'aviv, with the same number of years that Yaakov Avinu had left his father and didn't communicate there. And what? I thought it was 36 years if we add up those 14. Yaakov was Satim Vishita Hamin. Clearly, Elar Besa, the happy, means we're not including the 14 years in a Mida Keneged Mida. Why? There's no Mida Keneged Mida if you're sitting and learning Torah. It means it must be that it's more chashiv than the kibud avaim, which of course turns out to be at the source of the rot in our system today. But what can you do? So. It would have been easier. It would have been easier on you. But I thought we would have been missing this whole beautiful Cheshman, right? So now, wait a minute, says the Gemara. Still doesn't add up. Because Yaakov was only in Beit Lavan for 20 years. He worked 14 years. Says then he worked for 6 years before he ran away from Lavan. That's 6 and 14 is 20. How do you get 22? Hesrin Shnina. Hell, no. Included in the time that he's being Nitba'an is taking 2 years to make a lousy 2 week journey. So he ends up, he Dr. Spolsky made the journey and it was just a couple hours last week. It's the same journey. So what did he take so long for? So Tanya Yatsame Aram Narayim Ubalo Lesukot. And he spent 18 months sitting around in Sukkot. Shemar V'Yakov Nasa Sukkota V'Yivin Obayit V'Kidei Nasa Sukkot. Okay, so that's Sukkot in the summer, Bayit in the winter, Sukkot in the summer. That's already 18 months. Then he comes to Beit El, spends another 6 months in Beit El. He's got a good excuse to bring all these korbanos. Kadosh Baruch Hu finally got on his case. What happened to that nether? Adon Aloch Megila Nikreit. Whatever happened to that nether was the last word.
Believe.
Yeah. We already said Hadrin.
Nether.
Yeah, I don't know. That mountain must have been low oxygen.
From some of the high
HaKorea eta Megillah l'mafreya lo yatza. Even though it says v'nahafochu, if you read the Megillah backwards, you're not yotze. That would be really nice shtick. It takes a lot of preparation, but it doesn't work. Thank God. Of course, this doesn't mean only backwards. The letter is being read backwards, which would sound like one of those tapes, you know. But it actually means even reading a pasuk that appears later, earlier. Kor'ah al-peh, you read it by heart. Kor'ah targum, or you read it even in Aramaic or in Bechol Lashon or any other language, lo yatza, unless you are a other language speaker. Korinot abod lo azot belaz. If you speak that language, you'd be yotze in that language. But some say that's only if you don't speak Hebrew. But you know, this is not because you need to understand what you're reading. Because someone who doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh is Yotze in Lashon HaKodesh. It's just that you can't be Yotze in another language, that was the takana, unless that's the only language that you do know, you don't know. Karase Rugin, if you read it in spurts, or mitnamen, sort of half asleep in the middle, you're still Yotze. Hayakotfa, suppose you're writing a Megillah, and we're talking, if you're writing the Megillah, then how did you read it? It wasn't a Gosh Megillah. As you're reading, you write Vayhi. Where's the rest? But we're going to discuss this later. Dorsha, or you're reading the words in order to explain the drasha and the word Umagiyah. You're reading a Megillah, and you're comparing it to another Megillah you know is kosher. Im kivein libo yatzav, im lav lo yatzav. We know this is impossible. Do you need to have kavana to be yotzi or not? Or does this mean kivein libo dekrot? We had the sugya in Berachot, and we're going to have it again. Haitak tuva. If it was written, instead of in ink, it was written besam, or besikro, or bekumas, bekankan, tomas, read with a mineral, or with a resin, or with boot black, or with a cubic sulfate, and it was written al haniyar, or rather, it was written on papyrus instead of on skin, or even if it was written on skin, but it's unworked skin, diftera, lo yatza, achlek tuva asherit, it has to be written in lashon hakodesh, al hasefer, which means only on cloth or worked full skins, ubidyo. It has to be in kosher ink. How do we know it can't be backwards? Omar Rav Yomar Gra Kichtavan Uchizmanam. Because the Torah seems to be comparing the Ktav of the Megillah to the nature of time. And just like time only works in one direction for some crazy reason. So you can't have the 15th of Adar before the 14th of Adar, though sometimes there would be good advantages in that. But you can't do that. So too, the Ktav can't be in that order. Now, wait a minute. It doesn't say anything about reading here. Reading Kriya Ktiva? What does it say about reading the Megillah? It's talking, the pasuk over here is Liot Osim et Shnei Ayamim. What's Liot Osim? The Midrash, Shalach Mones, Horim, Yantav, Matanot Lev Yonim, it's Asiya Ktiva. It doesn't say anything about Niskarim here. The Ktiva Liot Osim et Shnei Ayamim. Oh, that's true. This is not a good rhyme. Okay, let's go back to our old standby. The Ktiva Ayamim Ayela Niskarim V'Nasim, which compares the Zechira, which is the reading of the Megillah, to the Asiya of the mitzvahs. Just like Asiya, you cannot reverse the time. You can't have the 15th before the 14th. Av zechir l'mafreya lo, despite v'nahafachu, you cannot go backwards in the reading of the Megillah. And the same thing is true in Halal, Kriyat Shema, and Tefillah. How do we know that? Halal, well, the Halal opens up with Mizrach Shemesh Ad Nevo'o, and there you go. The sun keeps insisting on taking that same old route every day, going from Mizrach to Ma'arav, which means you got to follow the sun. And Rav Yosef says, oh, it says, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem, like a Seder of the day. Seder of the day always, 1 hour seems to follow the other hour instead of getting earlier in the day. Rav Avia says, it says, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach, and that means Yehi. Yehi always means, essentially, in the way in which it's been. It means that's the way it's got to stay. And if this is the way it's written, that's the way you got to say it. And the other way is looking at the end of that pasuk. It says, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, read on, my friend. Me'ata v'ad olam. And from here to eternity, always goes in that order. And so that's the way you got to read it. Kriyat Shema, Tanya. Kriyat Shema, Kichtava. First, we have a little bit of a machlokes in general. What language can you say Kriyat Shema in? So Rebbe, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says it's got to be in the language that it's written. Meaning you have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh, not in any other language. The Chachamim Omrim, now you can say Kriyat Shema. And the Yotzei B'chol Lashon. My time at Rebbe, why does Rebbe say it has to daf to be in Lashon HaKodesh? Because Omar Kra, the Hayua Devorim Ha'elas. The Hayua again is our old strong Havaya. It's got to be Bahavayaton. It's got to be as it is expressed in its current existence and that's in this language. The Rabbanan, how did Rabbanan argue on that? My Taima? Well, that's why it's called Shema, baby, because Shema means to hear, and hear means to understand. It's a Chol Asher Shatav Shomea. I mean, why else do we need to say Shema? Just say it. And generally, if we say it, we hear it. We say Shema Yisrael. It means this is to be heard as a however you can. What does Rebbe do with that extra Shema? Rebbe Nami Aktiv Shema says, yeah, that means to physically hear. It doesn't mean, it's not a rebuilding understanding. It means that you must say it loud enough to be Hashmea la'oznecha mashata motzi mipircha. Your ears have got to hear what you're saying. You cannot whisper it in a way that doesn't allow you to hear it. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, they say, well, the thing is that's not true. Why darshan it that way? They hold like the man yomar korea shema v'lo yishmea lezno yatsa. So therefore, shema means b'chol hashon. What do they do with the vayu? The Rabbanan, doesn't vayu mean it in its current surah? Rabbanan amyachli vayu? No, that comes to tell me that you can't reach shema backward. That means that shelo yikra l'mafreya. Has to be in the order in each parsha of which it appears. Even so, to mean the parsha. For Rebbe, how does Rebbe know that you can't read it out of order? Shalai krala mafreya minale. He says, well, it says v'hayu hadivarim. So v'hayu divarim means as they're written, but also hadivarim as they appear in that order. So there's two separate values: one that teaches us the right order, one that teaches us the right language. For Rabbanan, divarim hadivarim lo mashmahu. In general, they don't make that extra diyuk to make two diyuk from the same. Now, this seems to imply, being as Rebbe needs a special limud to tell me that you've got to say the Shema in Lashon HaKodesh, meaning the default position, if I wouldn't have that special limud of Havaya, then I would have said that, well, I mean, look, even though it's written in Hebrew, it doesn't mean you can't say it in some other language. So where I don't have that extra limud, so then I can read the Torah in any language that I want. So in other words, according to Rebbe, the default position is, unless it says otherwise, that Kol HaTorah Kula B'Chol HaShon Nimra. I could use any language I want, and since over here it's different, the Torah has to tell me it's different. Any language, legabe what? So Rashi says in terms of Kriyat HaTorah, this is what do you mean Kriyat HaTorah? I mean, that's just a drabona anyway. I mean, whatever the takaran was. Therefore, says Tosfos, it must mean Pasha Zohar. There you have a Kriya that could be Diraita. Or, that's something to do with this week. Or, it could be referring to those mitzvahs like Pasha Sota, or Chalitza, Egla Rufa, things that you have to read. So what's the default position? You're reading Sukkim the Torah. Must they be read in Lashon HaKodesh? Or can they be read in any language unless Torah says elsewhere otherwise? Since Rebbe says I need an indication that it's otherwise, the default position is any language, right? Does he want to know? Let's first say it inside. If anyway the default position is that the Torah can only be read in Lashon HaKodesh, then why do I need a special indication here? It's always like that. Different. Because even if normally you could only read in Lashon HaKodesh, I might have thought that there's that pesky sheet of the Rabbanan who claim that Shema means in any language. So just to make absolutely sure I don't make that mistake, I'm reading it the way the Rabbanan read it. Therefore, Sagrat Ramina Shmak Rabbanan, Torah goes out of its way to say, don't believe that for a minute. To tell me that, no, here too, it needs to be Dapkin Lashon HaKodesh. Well, okay, but can we be medayik that Rabbanan hold that the default position is to read Kala Torah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh only because he's Sagrat B'Chol Lashon? If anyway you would only read it B'Lashon HaKodesh, why did the Torah have to be Marva here? Shema. Why would the Torah have to say over here Shema to tell me that it's okay? If the Torah can be read in any language, why does it have to tell me Shema to tell me you can read it in any language? Anyway, that's a default, right? No, because it's true. Sagrei Ramina, there's that pesky Rebbe again in the background who keeps claiming that the Hayu means it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. To make sure you don't make that mistake, then the Torah tells you, no. You just need to be in the right order. And the idea over here is any language is like anywhere else in the Torah. Kata Rachman Hashma, maybe. Now, how about Tvila? How do we know that Tvila cannot be read in a different order? And then Shmona Esrei, maybe put one of the brachot before the other bracha, right? So Tvila minala, the Tana. Shimon Apakuli. Shimon, who was the cotton worker, the cotton seller, the Apakuli is people who deal with cotton. He's there Shmona Esrei brachot, the Fein Rabbi Gamliel, Alaseda Biyadne. He made certain to be metaken in Yavne. Now, of course, we're going to see in a moment, actually, there's a takon of the answer to this. Okay, the Gemara is going to get to the point where we're going to find out that he was maskir, the correct Seder. He was a baki, but that actually the takon was from before. But he, in front of Rami Gamliel, said over the correct Seder, and Rabbi Yochanan points out, since it's actually a braita, that me'ave esrim zekeinim, u'ben kama nevi'im, v'chagai, zechariah, malachah, is very important people in the Anshinet Sagola, who were metaken the 18 brachot, not just what the brachot were, but the Seder of the brachot. And the braita explains that the Seder of the brachot was based on psukim. Tana Rabbanan, first minayin shomrim avot. How do we know that we should be master the avot in tefillah? Shinema havula Hashem b'nei elim, the children of the great, the powerful ones. We saw before in Rosh Hashanah that the elei haaretz is a reference to the avot. Minayin shomrim gvurot, because it continues on, havula Hashem kavod va'oz. Oz is strength, gvura. Minayin shomrim kedushot, havula Hashem kavod shemo, ishtach havula Hashem b'hadrat kodesh. So there you've got the kedushas Hashem. Now, that's the first three brachot. How do we know to start the bakashot, the middle brachot, with bina? Mara ulomar bina achar kedusha. Shenema v'yigdisho kedosh Yaakov et Elohei Yisrael yaritzu, which is followed by v'yadu to'e ruach bina. So apparently after the kedusha, it is time to discover bina. And therefore we have our bracha of chone adat. Ochma bina v'adat. Why is that followed immediately with the bracha on teshuvah, rotzeh b'teshuvah? Maro lomar teshuvah achar bina, tichtiv levavo yavin v'shav v'rafalo. So the first thing that happens when a person gets to see themselves with some insight is they do teshuvah pretty quickly, or they turn on the TV, but they certainly can't live with themselves. Ihachir. No, wait, if it says v'shav v'rafah, so why doesn't it say refuah immediately after teshuvah? And yet we don't. Ihachir lema refuah batra teshuvah. Why do we go on to salachlon? Obviously, Slicha comes after Teshuvah. So you've got two psukim. One is Vishav Rafa, and the other one is Vyashuv Lisloach. I mean, why do you rely on the pasuk of Vyashuv Kiarbel Lisloach instead of relying on the pasuk that says Vishav Rafa? So my chazita the samachta ha, sumocha ha, why not rely on the other pasuk? Well, because that's backed by yet a third pasuk. It says, Hasoleach v'chol avonaychi, harofei v'chol tachluaychi, hagoel mishachat chayaychi, which says that refuah and geula comes only after slicha, right? Okay, so the name of the geula refuah bata slicha. Okay, but is that true? The name of the geula refuah bata slicha. V'achti v'shavar afala. Wait, are you just throwing out the pasuk? I mean, the pasuk does say that shuvah leads to refuah. Yes, that's not referring to refuah from illness. This pasuk is referring to refuah from illness. Harofei v'chol tachluaychi, v'shavar afala is refuah from evil. So that's refuah referring to slicha, which basically we've already seen. So that those psukim are consistent. The shavar afa is to be cured of the impact of the evil upon you. Fine. That means the Kodesh Baruch Hu soleach mochel mechaper. But as far as the arofei l'chol tachluaychi, which is refuah taguf, which we daven for, that is said later. Okay, so we go from slicha, and only after that would we get to refuah.
But we're
looking at the
side, we're seeming to be facing this from different sources.
That's fine.
It's not arbitrary.
No, no. We need to make them all work out. So, wait, so then why did we reverse? Why did we go straight to Geula and only then come to the Refua? Over here it says Rofe Goel. We do Goel Rofe. Why is that? So, Mara Ulo Mar Geula Bishvi'it. Why do we pray for Geula in the seventh bracha? Or Marava Rava Mitosh Atidim Legael Bishvi'it. Since the Geula of Yisrael, now in Tefillah, when we're asking for Goalenu, we are not referring to Geula of all Yisrael. We're referring to personal redemption. Rashi says, nonetheless, the concept of redemption subsumes personal redemption, and therefore we look to the overall redemption of Yisrael as an indication of where to put this bracha. Since the redemption comes in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, therefore we put it in the seventh bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, but it doesn't come in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. Because we are Omar, Shishit Kolot, indications that things are getting awfully bad, and that Ben David is on his way, is in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, where you have the Sara Bitochon looking through binoculars that are sealed on the other side, looking very intelligent. And that's a sign that the end is here.
Somebody had to touch that up. That can't have happened.
In the seventh year, no, it actually happened. B'shvi'it milchamot, in the seventh year of the big wars, and in the eighth year, Ben David appeared. So why don't we make it in the eighth year? That's because the wars are part of the Geula. The milchama nami etchalta de Geula hi, so the atchala Geula is the seventh. Umara ulo marifu abishmini, but since we've already messed up the order, how does refuah get to be the eighth bracha? Omre vacha mitoch shnitna mila bishmini. Since mila is the eighth day, and mila tzricha refuah, it's got to get better. Lafichach kavua b'shminit. Therefore, we made refuah the bracha on the eighth bracha. Of course, this is much more profound than it appears, because the nature of refuah and the nature of milah are intimately linked, being as refuah implies interference in the natural order, and that's the whole concept of milah, which is why all of the dinim of Bikur Cholim are learned from milah. But before we come to visit Avram, you know, and the halachas of refuah are learned from that parsha of the Torah, and therefore it's not just a joke. Okay, and needs refuah. Yeah, how often does it need refuah? But that's the idea. Interfering, refuah, as opposed to Christian scientists who sit there and pray, or some unfortunate Jews who believe the same thing, have the tochen, and let the kid die as well. Of course, they may not have the tochen in God, they might have the tochen in alternative medicine, but it's, no. Unfortunately, one of the times, actually, no cases, but it's the same idea. Ma'ra'ul umar birkat ha'shanim b'tishit, and now, why do we get to the broch of Parnosa, and the birkat ha'shanim in the ninth year? Omer Rabbi Alexandria, k'neged mafkiei sha'arim, it's those rotten meanies who store food just to bring up the prices. Dichtiv shivor zroa rasha. And David HaMelech davens for this terrible thing. Break the hands of those mean people who go out to take advantage. How do we know it's referring to Mafkir Sha'ari? Because it says, Yarov lachtof ani. Now tell me, robbers wait lachtof ani? I mean, they don't have better bait. I mean, better people to go after than an ani. Who are the people that go after the aniyim? The people who are going to be mafkir sharim to an ani. It makes a difference if he's paying 3 shekel for his tomatoes or if he's paying 5 shekels for his tomato. The asher doesn't pay any attention to it. But the people that are nebuch going to really suffer. The poor people suffer. Therefore comes along David to pray that Kadosh Baruch Hu should break the arms of those who take advantage of the poor. And you'll notice that David said this in the ninth Tehillah. Don't pay any attention to the notes on the side that tell you this is the 11th Tehillah. Must be wrong. So he must have said this in the 9th Tehillah. There's a very confusing Rashi that says, even though this is the 8th Tehillah. Anyway, actually, as you know, there's questions as to whether the first 2 Tehillahs are actually 1 Tehillah, which we saw back in Brachas, which bring it back 1. And the Natseach Almot, together with Lom Hashem Tamot Barachok, also may be combined, which brings us back to 9. And so now we know why it's a 9. And how do we know to say immediately afterwards Kibbutz Kelayot? Because that's when you have Birkat Hashanim, that's when we know if Eretz Yisrael starts producing, then you know that the Goliyot are coming home. Because it says, that's why we know the Gemara says, Ein lecha keitz megula mizeh, if Ore Yisrael anpechem titnu prechem tisu la'ami Yisrael ki karvu lavo, they are coming soon. Which means that if you see Eretz Yisrael producing, or your zochet to Birkat Hashanim, then you're brought your zochet to Kibbutz Kelayot. Kivan shenitkabtzu Galuyot, when we finally get everybody together, then we expose all the losers at the head of the government, and Naseh Din B'Resha'im, Shenemar V'Yashiva Yadai Alayach V'Tzrof Kibor Siyayeh. You put in people who hate the Supreme Court into the Justice Ministry. Uchtiv V'Yashiva Shavtacha K'Shavtacha K'V'Rishana. And then we will get back judges that are worth something in the Supreme Court, and the Sanhedrin will take over. Kima Shenaseh Din B'Resha'im, after we pray for the Birchas Hashiva Shatenu, we then have the Birchat Minim in zedim, kolu haposhim, and that's the end of the poshim, and the chataim zedim, we call it b'dafka, to do averish nema, because we see that the Torah includes basically both together, v'shever poshim v'chataim yachda, v'hashem yichalup. So that's the shever of poshim and chataim is the birchat aminim. And then, given shekolu haposhim, we go directly to the bracha of the tzadikim and the gerei hatzedek, v'al gerei hatzedek, emurach hamecha. So that's mitromemet keren tzadikim, tichti v'chol karnei rishayim agadeya, tromam lakarnot tzadik, and we know we have to include gerei hatzedek in tzadikim, because the Torah does. It says, v'nei sevat takum v'adat v'nei zakein, which is covered for zakenim, and then it says, v'chi yagur itchem ger. So we see the Torah insists on remembering the gerim, the same time that you remember the tzadikim. Now, where would we have tiromamna the karnot tzadikim? Obviously, in Yerushalayim ircha. So therefore, Yerushalayim comes next. Shenemar shalu shlom Yerushalayim yishlayo avayich. So the tzadikim are avayich. That's where they gain the shalda. And we need to be bonei Yerushalayim immediately after ala tzadikim. But once we have the binyan Yerushalayim, then Mashiach can already show up. And so, but David, therefore it's a myth that people had all these years believing that first the Messiah was supposed to come and rebuild Eretz Yisrael. Here it says clearly that all the years you've been davening to build Eretz Yisrael without the Messiah. I don't know how they explain this, but
if you build it, he will come.
Okay.
If you build it,
he
will come.
But that means
the
city, not the Israel.
Not so pashut. Rashi says, Achar Yashuvu B'nei Yisrael is Achar Yashuvu L'Beit HaMikdash. U'bikshu at El Hashem Elokim V'et David Malkam, which would mean that we better get busy. V'kivan Sheba David V'ata Tvila. Shem Rav Aviotim Al HaKodshi V'simachtim V'et Tvilati. So that means Tvila comes next, followed by Ritzei, which is Avoda, Olotehem V'zivcheihem, V'ratzon Al Mizbechi. We'll continue tomorrow. Omar Rabba, Omar Vita Vashmu, Omar Marta Gadol, Tambu Torah, Yotar Miki Burava, Im Shkola Tam Shanim Shai Yaakov, Im Evet, Evelon, En Ashti, Omar Mar Loma Nimnu, Shno Tav Shai Yishmol, Kidei Lea Chesbem, Shno Tav Shai Yaakov, Tafsi Vele, Shnei Chai Yishmol, Maat Shana 30 Shana Vesheva Shanim, Kama Kashi Yishmol, Mi Yitzvak Arbe Sashin, Dektiv Avram, Ben 80 Shana Vesheva Shanim, Beled Atagar, Kishmael Avram, Uktiv Avram, Ben Maat Shana, Bivale Loit Yitzchak Beno, Uktiv Yitzchak Ben 60 Shana, Beled Atotam, which means Kama Avi Yishmol, Kidei Tialid Yaakov, 60 and 14 equals 74. Kama Paishim Ishnin, they're subtracted from 137. 63. Vetanya Yaakov Avinu Bishoshin Itbarech Miaviv, Ben Shishim Visholosh Shana, just like we said. Ubo Beperek made Ishmael, Dektiv Ayar Esavki Berachi Nitzchak, etc., etc. Vayelach Esav Yishmael, Vayikachat Mochlat Bat Ishmael, and then it throws in that she's Achot Nevayot, obviously. Mirajashan about Ishmael and Yodesh Achot Nevayot, Malamich. So now a sheet into the tlat, plus another 14 until the birth of Yosef, brings us to 77. 30 years later, Yosef is standing in front of Paro, equals 107. Another 7 years of Sova, another Tati of Kafna, equals 100. Now, Mea Veshitzar. And now he's Vayomer Paro Yaakov Kamei Meshnei Chayach, and Yaakov claims he's 130. Shloshim Emat Shana. What? He's only 116. Shema Amina Arbas Hashnim Dav Beit Ever Lo Chashiv Lo Tetanya Ya Yaakov Beit Ever Mutman Arbas Hashana Ever Meit Yaakov Sherad Yaakov Avinu Laram Narayim Shtei Shanim Yatsa Misham Bala Laram Narayim Nimti Kishamara Ala Be'er. He was a very attractive teenager of 77. Uminala Delo Mianish Tetanya Nimti Yash Pirish Miaviv Esfim Vishtayim Shana Kishem Shpirish Yaakov Avinu Mi Aviv, the Yaakov taught him a sheet of Avin. Must be that our base of Avin Beit Ever, Lord Chashivlu. But wait, Beit Lovin was only a Srim Shanim, Avin. That's Mishum Bishlai Bool for Tartin Shanim, Tanya. Yatsa mi Aram Narayim Ubala the Sukkot, Vasasha Shrona Asar Chodet, Shem of Yaakov Nasa Sukkot, Ava Yivin Obayit Lukinei Asa Sukkot, Beitel Asa Shisho Chadashim, Yikriv Zvachim, Adar Alak Megillah Nikret, Akoreta Megillah Lo Yatsa. קורא על פה, קורא תרגום בחלושון, לא יצא. אבל קוראים אותה ללא הזאת, בלעז, הלואה ששמה השורית יצא, even though it doesn't understand. קורא סירוגים מתאמנים, יצא. היה כותבה דורשה, מגיעה, אם כי ואם לא יצא, מילה לא יצא. הייתה כתובה בסם, בסיקרה, בקומוס, בקנקנטום, על הנייר, על הדיפטרה, לא יצא, עד שתה כתובה השורית, על הספר ובדיו. מילה למילה, about the order. אמר רוב, אמר כל ככתוב, אנו כזמנם, just like זמן, only goes in one direction, תוון goes in only one direction, לא? מילה קריאה כתיבה ככה? הציעה כתיבה, דכתיב להיות עושים את שני הימים, אלה מהכתיב, הימים האלה נזכרים ונעשים, יתקש סחירה לעשייה, מעשייה למפריע לו, אף סחירה למפריע לו, תנה, וכן בהלל, וכן בקריאת שמע, ובתפילה. הלל מן עולם, רב יחבים, מזרח שמש עד מבואו. רב יוסף אמר, זה היום עשה השם. רב אבי אמר, ישם השם מבורך, ובנך בר יצחק, ויתם רבך, ביעקב אמר מיוחד. מעתה ויד עולם. קריאת שמע, ותנא קריאת שמע, ככתבה דברי רבי, וחכמים אומרים בכל לשון, מה הייתם לרבי? אבל קרבה היו בהוויה תדיב רבון, מה הייתם? אמרו קריאת שמע, בכל לשון שאתה שומע. רבי יכתיב שמע, ומבואי להשמע לעוז וכמה שאתה מצבי פיך. רבון הצערי, זה לא even true, הקריאת שמע ולא שמיע לעזר וביוצא. Rabban and Ami Akhtiva Ayu, Ami Baya Shloik Ralam Afreya. Ah, beep, beep, that's what we're looking for. Rabbi Shloik Ralam Afreya, Min Alei, Midvarin, Hadvarin, Rabban and Farnadvarin, Lomashbo. Lebe Kasav Rabbi Kalatera Kolobah Holoshon Nemra. This, Agarag Roshan HaKadosh, Rama Lomalin, Lomichtav Ayu, Yitzver. Zakatayta Shmak Rabbana, Kadrakmanam Ayu. So Lemek is ever a bona kalata roshna kodesh nemra. This agdata b'cholashon nemra lamin l'mik tav shma. Yitzrik, so agdata kamina v'al yukarebi. Kato brachona shma. Tvila minolan detanya. Shimona pakula yizdir shvone sre brachot tiften vam gamiel ala sere b'yavne. Om rabi ochran, v'yam labu matnita tana. Me'yad esvim zekenim u'behem kamen v'yim. Tiknu shvone sre brachot ala sere. Tana rabona. מנין שומרים אבות שמה עבודה השם בני עדים, מנין שומרים גבורות, שנאמר עבודה השם כבוד ועוז, מנין שומרים קדושות, שמה עבודה השם כבוד שם, לא ישתק עבודה השם, רעת קודש, מה עבודה לומר בינה אחרי קדושה? שמה קדישו קדושי הכבוד אלוקי ישראל יעריצו, וסלח לאי ויהדות, רוח בינה, ומה ראו לומר תשובה, כתכתיב לבוא ויבין, ושב ורפה לו, יחי להם רפואה, ראי לך תשובה, לא, לא עושה כדאי איתם, צבי ישוב על השם, יחבל השם גרבי לסלוח, שמח הזאת, שמחת אס, מוכה, כתיב כך, לינה, עצמי, כל אבונייכי, הרופא לכל תחלוייכי, הגלו משחק אחרי יחי. But that's not true either. I mean, it's a fool about the Slicha. The Aktiv is Shava Rafala. I will have Rafua the Tachaluim. That's Rafua the Slicha. Umar Rol Omar Gula Beshvi. Omar Rav Mitoch Shatidim Negev Beshvi. It's the Ficha Kavua Beshvi. Omar Mar Beshishit Kolot Beshvi Mechamot. Memoetze Shvit Ben David Ba. מלחמה זה עשו את חלת את הגאולה. ומה לא לומר רפואה בשמינית? אומר רווח, מתוך שניתן מילה בשמינית, שצריכה רפואה לפיך קבוע בשמינית. ומה ראו לומר ברכות השנים בתשיעית? אומר אלכסנדריה, כנגד מפקיע שערים, תכתיב שבור זרוע רשע, ודוד יאמר בתשיעית, הוא אמר. ומה ראו לומר קיבוץ גלויות יחד ברכות השנים? תכתיב אתם מראי ישראל, אתכם תתנו, ואתכם תיסעו לעמי, ישראל כי קרבו לבוא, וכימן שנתקפתו גלויות, נעשה דין ברשעים של ראשי וידי עלייך, ואצרוף כבור סיגייך, וישיב השופטייך לבוא ראשונה, וכימן שנעשה דין מן ראשון, כלו הפושעים, וכלו זה דינימן, שם ושבע פרשים וחטאים יחד, ויכלו, כימן שכלו הפושעים מתרומם את קרן צדיקים, צדיקים לכתיב כל כנים של מגדיה, תרומם לקרנות צדיק, including Giri HaTzedek in HaTzedekim, Shneimor Be'Seivat HaKum, Adat Pnei Zakein, V'Somech Levechi Yagurit Kamgir. Heichan Mitrom Bemet Kanal, obviously, Yerushalayim, Shalushalam Yerushalayim, Yishloyu Ahavayich, Kiven Shimleit Yerushalayim, Ba'David, Shneimor, Achar Yashuvu Bnei Yisrael, V'Kshuat Hashem Alkehem, V'Yed David Malkam, Kiven Shibadavid, Ba'ata Tvila, Shmeviyotim Alkachi, Simachtim Be'i Tvilati, Kiven Shibad Tvila, Ba'at Avodah, Shmeviyotim Alkehem, לרצונו ביזבח אין.